I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan and Afghanistan are playing hot potato with over a million Afghans. 2 months ago, Pakistan began deporting undocumented Afghan foreigners. But even those born in Pakistan or with special immigration visas are also caught in the mix. So far, 450,000 Afghans living in Pakistan have been stranded on the Afghanistan border. Nehemiah with FMI says Afghan Christians are no exception.
We have a very large ministry among Afghan nationals from years and years. And many of FMI's Muslim background believers are church planters, are dual nationals who were born in Afghanistan, or maybe their parents were Afghanis, but they are living in Pakistan or they were born in Pakistan. And now they are struggling with the situation as well.
Pray courage for displaced Afghan believers. And the American dream drives many in the United States to rise above the station they were born into. A similar phenomenon is underway in Honduras, where Victorious Life helps people find spiritual and economic freedom in Christ. Built on similar principles, Victorious Life and Farms International are teaming up to do more for the Lord in Honduras. Scott Clifton with Farms says
they have begun to fill out an application, and we're really looking forward to seeing how that develops over the year 2024.
Farms International combines Christian stewardship with interest-free loans to help people work their way out of poverty while supporting the local church. This approach could work well with a Victorious Life initiative. Help from believers like you make the work possible. The details in the full story at missionnews.org.
When someone gives, that money is used to fund everything that Farms does.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.